Hello, everybody. This is Jeff Thompson for ADR Hub Podcast Series, and today I'm speaking with Amanda Bucklow, a commercial mediator from the London area based in England. Amanda, how are you?
I'm great, thanks, Jeff. How are you?
Very good. So for today's episode, I invited you on to talk to us about the Mediation Business Summit that's going to be held in September and the website mediationbusinesssummit.com. Why don't you tell us, instead of me going into it, tell us what it is.
Well, this is the first event of its kind, as far as we know, which is specifically designed for conflict resolution professionals, communication professionals who are building their practice. And one of the things that we know, I'm doing this with Tammy Lenski, co-hosting it, and we both receive hundreds of requests from people every year asking us how do they go about building their practice, or how do they replicate what they see that, you know, we have done. And so Tammy and I thought, well, why don't we put together something which actually speaks to this and helps people and is specifically designed with speakers who are going to be relevant and helpful to those who are wanting to take their business to the next level or want to start out and build a practice.
Okay. I want to go into some of the speakers, but before I do that, maybe just explain more exactly. It's all online-based, correct? Right?
And yeah, this is just a teleseminar, because we know that a lot of our colleagues, you know, are not used to teleseminars and videos and all that kind of thing. It's something that is actually increasingly and very quickly increasingly used as resources. But we just wanted to make it very simple, very easy to access, with no sort of special technology. And so these are all audio sessions. There will be audio sessions which people can attend live, or if they're not able to attend, then, you know, if they've signed up for the summit, they can download those recordings later to review and listen at their leisure.
Right. So that's one of the things I was going to say. You do embrace technology to a degree, because people can call in through Skype, and it's also going to be streamed on the web, and they're being allowed to, if they can't make it live, they'll be able to listen to the archive, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of our colleagues are, you know, quite shy about these things. So one of the great things about the teleseminar is that they can stream it on the web and they can listen to it. And they've got a chat box there where they can actually post their questions immediately. And either Tammy or myself will be organizing those questions. And so I'm feeding them to the presenters. So this isn't, you know, just a session which is about what the speakers prepared, although they're very well prepared. It's very much an interactive session that allows people, you know, to participate, because that's what we're about.
And it says, in regards to the interaction, it also, I like how it says on the website, where you can engage from the comfort of your home or office. Now, I know we're 3 minutes into this discussion, I'm sure what many of the listeners are thinking about, okay, sounds great, but this isn't free, right? So what is the big selling point for the value of the person paying to register? How would you explain that to them if they're considering whether or not it's something that they can afford or that's worth it to them?
Well, there are 9 sessions and 11
okay.
speakers, and each session is 45 minutes. So
oh, wow.
Each speaker is effectively has got a $10 price tag. And the value of the experience of these people, we've chosen people who are real leaders in their field, but they're not only just leaders in their field, they're also very able to communicate how these skills that they have or experiences they have are relevant for, you know, our colleagues.
Right.
Who want to build. So they're not just going to be, you know, trundling out their usual stuff. They have prepared something which is specifically for mediators and ADR professionals who, generally speaking, are not that great at marketing, actually, or find marketing really scary.
Mm-hmm.
How to market themselves, branding. You know, particularly over here in the UK, a lot of my colleagues are not particularly understand things like Twitter and blogs and things
okay.
like that. So it's a total package where, you know, there's a bit about social media, there's a bit about building your client base, there's a bit about how to get your website going for those who have only managed, you know, a one page in blue and white or whatever. And why these things are important to differentiating yourself in what is, and here's the crux, a very competitive market.
Right. Well, looking at the, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, and that's why we've kept the price point at a very reasonable level, we feel, because the value of these speakers normally, they would be very much, much more expensive.
And looking at the website under the Section 2010 program, I was reviewing it before we engaged in this conversation. I look at, these are pretty well-known people, and what I find interesting is these are well-known people, and a lot of them are outside the mediation or conflict resolution field, yet you look at the expertise they're providing, it sounds like what you're saying is they're creating their talk, it's going to be applied to the mediation conflict resolution field, but also it also shows to me that it's not unique to issues faced by mediators and practitioners. It's not unique to just the mediation field.
Well, no, absolutely. And you know, one of the things that I think from the people I talk to that they face, the challenges they face, is that they feel sometimes mediators feel really quite isolated. And I think that's fairly exacerbated by, the competitive nature. So where do you go for advice that is relevant to the field of mediation? Where do you go to find out how you build your client base when, the majority of users, certainly over here, and Tammy tells me it's the same in the States, don't like cold call marketing approaches, don't like to be overwhelmed with sales blurb, flyers and leaflets and all that kind of thing. They have their place, but it isn't the only answer. And in the world of the internet, we need to leverage these tools that are appropriate for the field in which we work. And that's what this conference gives people.
I think anyone that wants to be successful in our field, they need to embrace technology. And looking over the list of the different programs, it starts on September 16th. There's three. There's also another three on the 17th, Friday. And then it concludes on Tuesday the 21st with a handful of programs. And just to run over, I know we don't have the time to go into each of these, but you just look at everything that you're saying, the titles of some of these, where Michael Port's the keynote on the 16th, book yourself solid, getting more clients, even if you hate marketing. It's just, I love just the brilliance behind all these titles. They're very catchy. And then on that Friday, you have three critical tactics for business blog success. Building a powerful network, one relationship at a time. And then one of the, on the last day, the last session, it's a panel of successful ADR professionals. With that alone, I know Diane Levine very well. We've all worked together at Cafe Mediate. And then also Cindy Noble, which I think is probably synonymous with conflict coaching. And then admittedly, I don't know Deal Denny, but it seems like he's one of your colleagues over in England. It's just a pretty comprehensive program. And the way you describe it, it sounds really like something that I would like to possibly participate in. As we run out of time here, is there anything that I missed or that you didn't go over that you think is important for a person possibly considering registering for the Mediation Business Summit that you'd want to tell them?
Well, I think what I'd like people to know is that this summit has been organized by Tammy and I, who are mediators who have built our own businesses and maintained them over a number of years. And I think we have we've handpicked these people because we would have liked to have had them around when we started out. And so we've designed this summit to be what we think would be really great resources and what we would have liked to have had had we, been able to access people like this. When we started out. And I think, from that point of view, this is a very low risk purchase, if you like, because it's good. These guys are just so amazing.
Right.
And they've done it and they're there and they understand the nuances of our particular field.
Well, Amanda, we've run out of time. I want to thank you very much for taking the time to explain this to us. The website, again, is mediationbusinesssummit.com. And I just have to say very quickly, another session that I think sounds great. Carol Roth is presented on the 17th, and it's titled, quote, "I wanted to be a mediator, but woke up an entrepreneur, understanding the business of mediation." So if any of our listeners are interested, you can go to that website to learn more. Amanda, thank you very much. And for Jeff Thompson, this is the ADR Hub podcast series. Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you, Jeff.
Bye, everyone.